Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR.
Okay, welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah. You're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I've got another excellent show this week and a bit of a Techno Progressivo first. I've got an interview with a San Diego-based DJ and producer called Mikey Lyon, and I'll follow that up with a guest DJ mix from Belgium-based producer and DJ Kill Frenzy. It's going to be fantastic. First off, though, I've got this week's track of the week, and this is a remix by Toronto's producer DJ Norman Rochelot, who I had on the show a month ago, I think. And this is his remix of Deadmau5's track, Some Chords. So enjoy this, and I will be back shortly. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. That was Norman Rushell's remix of Some Chords by Deadmau5. Check it out on the Beatport Play website. If you enjoyed it, give that track your vote. I think there's probably about 2 or 3 hours until voting cuts off. Now we're going to go deep, deep underground for some tech house goodness in the form of San Diego's DJ Mikey Lyon. I was fortunate to interview him last week. I featured all three tracks from his recent release, the Drum Formulas EP. Full track listing can be found on Technoprogressivo's Facebook page, along with a list of Mikey Lyon web links. So enjoy this, and I'll be back in a bit.
Hey, this is DJ Wah speaking to Mikey Lyon, a DJ and producer whose career is definitely on the up and up. Last week, he featured at the BPM Festival in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. He's had releases on Desert Heart Records and Visceral, and this is Mikey Lyon. So is there anything about life growing up in San Diego that inspired you to produce the type of music that you do?
I think San Diego just has an overall cool vibe, and really, it's a really chill town, and everyone that grows up here kind of skates and surfs, and pretty much me and four of my partners are all from North County, San Diego, and so we've known each other for years and years, and so when we finally started to do Desert Hearts Festival, it was just like we were working with our best friends, and yeah, it was really great how just everything kind of worked organically.
How would you describe the club scene in San Diego?
The club scene is pretty mainstream in San Diego. We only have a couple really underground clubs, and there's pretty much like one club that we throw parties at. What's cool about San Diego though is that we don't have this huge booming scene that, you know, we have multiple parties going on every Friday, Saturday. There's normally like one or two parties a weekend, but everyone's really tight, and everyone is just so, it's part of this really cool dance music community that's really passionate about the music. So when you go out, you see all your best friends all the time. So that's probably my favorite thing about the scene in San Diego.
How would you define the Mikey Lyon production sound?
You know, I'm still kind of trying to figure out exactly what that sound is, but I know it's definitely influenced from my hip-hop background, so it's kind of got like a tribal tech house with kind of gangster feel to it.
And how did you kind of learn to do your productions? Is that something you do with your group of friends, or is that something that you just kind of went and locked yourself in a studio and figured that out on your own?
Yeah, pretty much just figured out most of it on my own, but it definitely helps just whenever you have a friend who knows more than you. You just kind of, whenever you're collaborating, you're learning each other's tricks, and so that's something that I've definitely learned with a lot of like our people in our Desert Hearts family. That makes me know that.
our formulas. We were doing, we had the right idea in the beginning, and we just need to maintain our focus and elevate. We update our formulas. We were doing, we had the right idea in the beginning, and we just need to maintain our focus and elevate. We update our formulas. We have certain formulas, but we update with the times and everything, you know, and so, you know, the rhyme style is elevated, the style of beats is elevated, but it's still cool. Always a message involved. That makes me know that the style of beats is elevated.
From your DJ sets?
It kind of depends what time the set's at, because I think one thing that I'm particularly known for is kind of playing for the vibe. And so, you know, whether it's sunrise, I'll be playing more feel good stuff, and if it's the middle of night, midnight, I'll probably be playing like pretty cracking tech house, or if it's, you know, daytime, it'll be pool time, dance beach vibes, you know.
When you're DJing, what format do you use, and why do you use that format?
So I've gone from everything from Technic 1200s to Serato Scratch to Traktor, and then to Traktor with a MIDI controller, and then my computer actually crashed on me twice, like 2 years ago. And it was 2 gigs in a row, and I was just like, oh my God, I just like devastating, you know? And so that's when I was like, all right, I'm just gonna move to CDJs, and I've been playing CDJs ever since, and it's actually one of the most fun formats, I think, out of all of them.
So what happens when your computer crashes in the middle of a gig? What's sort of the expectation from the promoter?
Yeah, it's not good. I always come prepared with a basically like USB with all my music on it, and most clubs will have a CDJ set up there, so really embarrassing for sure.
Okay, so how did you manage to land a residency at Spanish Club Razzmatazz, and how would you describe your experience there?
I was studying abroad there for 6 months, and I basically just met the right promoter who was, you know, we're at a show and really just kind of hit it off, and he was like, yeah, I actually throw parties at Razzmatazz, and I need someone to be my DJ like once a week on Wednesdays. I was thrown pretty much into the fire. I'd only really played a handful of gigs at like public clubs and things like that. He asked me to play from midnight till 5 a.m. once a week at like one of the best clubs in Barcelona. And it was just like, okay, time to really learn what's going on. And it was an amazing experience because the music is so much more advanced over there. And at the time that I left, I was still really into boys noise and hard electro and stuff like that. So when I went over there, it was just this entire learning experience for me as musically and as a DJ.
Bio makes mention, and it shows that you seem to have a lot of fondness for outdoor festivals. So what is it that those offer that you don't find in a club?
I think the festivals are, there's a reason that festivals are the most popular thing in music right now, and it's because it's the full commitment, really, is you have to be there for 70 hours or so. You have to basically prep and put in all your energy into going to this festival, knowing that you're going to get so much more out of it because of how much you put in. I've been going to Coachella for 6 years in a row, and then I finally went to Lightning in a Bottle, and Coachella had always been to me like, oh my god, the best weekend of the year every year, bro, you know. And then I went to Lightning in a Bottle, experienced this whole Burning Man culture and kind of like transformational culture, and was just like, what have I been doing with my life? I'm totally having just kind of one of those epiphany freakouts at Lightning in a Bottle, and someone was like, no dude, you need to go to Burning Man because this is nothing compared. Went to Burning Man, bought my ticket as soon as I got on from Lightning in a Bottle, and I've been going to festivals all the time pretty much since.
Can you tell me two or three producers or DJs that you really admire, and why do you admire them?
So I really admire one of my partners, Lee Reynolds, and he's pretty much my favorite DJ. He's another person who, he's amazing technically, but he's also just amazing with the crowd and really creating this positive energy that everyone feels. I really look up to guys like Rodriguez Jr., and he does this like entire live act where he's playing synth along with drum machines and along with Ableton, and it's really, really impressive, and something that I kind of aspire to get to one day.
So is there anything that you want to promote right now?
I definitely want to promote my Desert Hearts, our spring festival. We do two festivals a year. Spring Festival, which is at the end of March, March 27th to the 30th. And then we do another one that's our anniversary festival. And this will be our 3-year anniversary coming up this year. We have that the first weekend of November. We basically hold it on an Indian reservation. So there's not too many rules out there. And it's 70 hours nonstop house techno and love. It's amazing. And I've never seen anything like it. So it's still pretty awe-inspiring that for us, it's really surreal still.
Mikey Lyon has just released the Drum Formulas EP on Desert Hearts label. This release and many more of his tribal tech beats can be found on Beatport, Juno Download, iTunes, and his SoundCloud page. A list of Mikey Lyon web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page, and thank you for doing this.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, Records.
More, visit us in room 233 of the campus or go online to citr.ca.
Attention, share your research and in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. The Interdisciplinary Forum, sponsored by the Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for.
Okay, out there by Mikey Lyon, an incredibly down-to-earth guy who you should definitely check out. If you're enjoying Techno Progressivo, you can hear it again on podcast form on both iTunes and the CIA. Last night, Kill Frenzy played live at Celebrities. Earlier this week, he passed me a guest mix that he had for me to play on tonight's show. And here is the fruit of his labor. Full track list for this guest mix can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page, along with a whole raft of Kill Frenzy web links. Enjoy this, and I will be back in a bit.
As I look over my life and the things that I've done, I sometimes question myself and wonder why God has allowed me to win. But where I'm from and the things I've seen and the things that have come about, you wouldn't understand my clout. But let me tell you, I am ghetto. From the project's apartments to the low end of Chicago. From the streets of that great state of Illinois. I am ghetto. Pissy hallways, killers every day. People getting sprayed for no reason at all. I tell you, I am ghetto. Now I tried to change, and sometimes change is hard. When you got things embedded in your head from the way that you came up, you are scarred. Walking through the nights, watching all of the addicts and the dope fiends shoot up and kill themselves on the daily. I am ghetto. From people wanting to kill each other just over gang colors and signs. When would it all stop? Where peace is not an option, and the world has turned its back on your children. I tell you, I am ghetto. am a product of the projects, not the projects. Low income housing, 16 floors, 10 apartments on each floor. 2 to 3 families in each apartment. You do the math. I am ghetto. Pissy hallways, people getting killed every day over the smallest things you could imagine. I am ghetto. Government cheese, choke sandwiches, people standing in line for hours just to be able to feed their families one more day. I am ghetto. Growing up with a childhood friend to only one day be at odds with him because he lives in the wrong building. I am ghetto. Women with 3 or more baby daddies, brothers with 6 different baby mamas, best friends with the same baby mamas, to women not even knowing who the baby daddy is. I am ghetto. Gangs raising our sons and daughters instead of our parents. Kids having kids at the young age of 13. I am ghetto. Teachers pushing children out of the schools by giving them a passing grade, knowing this child isn't ready at all. I am ghetto. Liquor stores, nail shops, beauty supply stores, chicken shacks on every corner. I am ghetto. Guns being more important than books, video games and TV shows being discussed more than next week's class project. Athletics, basketball, baseball, seen as 2 of the only ways out instead of good education. I am ghetto. Dope fiends shooting up in the hallways while the kids are on their way to school. Playgrounds turn into shooting galleries in broad daylight. I am ghetto. Police brutality taken as being normal. Molestation in the household being kept secret for years. People viewing doing wrong as a way of life. I am ghetto. It's a place where peace is not even an option, and everyone feels like the world has turned its back on them. I am ghetto. What are you? From the sounds of guns in the street, turn into the beats in my head. Tracks laid, bills paid, children graduating to become college students. The truth is, God saw fit to save me. I am now hope. DJ Slubber. We'll be right back.
but if you want to be, I can make you dance for me. I can make you wait for me. Not that you want to be, but if you want to be, I can make you wait for me. I can make you. I can make you. I can make you dance for me. I can make you sweat for me. I can make you fly for me. I can make you fly for me. I can make you sex for me. I can make you sweat for me. I can make you fly for me. I can make you fuck with me. I can make you sex with me. I can make you sweat for me. I can make you fly for me. I can make you fuck with me. I can make you. We'll be right back.
Studying abroad looks great on your resume and opens doors for exciting career paths. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Wednesday, February 25th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center East Ballroom. Admission is free. Come early at 1 p.m. to listen to our feature seminar. For more information, check out the website studyandgoabroad.com.
This is your captain speaking. Your next destination is...
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
The Soulship Enterprise. Saturdays at 7 p.m. CITR 101.9.
Okay, that's the end of Techno Progressivo. An excellent mix there by Kill Frenzy. I'm grateful to have had the privilege of playing that on the show. We are done and done. If you enjoyed this week's excellent contributors, check out the Techno Progressivo Facebook page for a full list of Mikey Lyon and Kill Frenzy weblinks. Amazing and definitely worth checking out. So thanks to both of them for assisting with the show. If you've enjoyed the show, check it out again in podcast form on iTunes or the Techno Progressivo link on the CITR homepage. Up next is Bootlegs and B-Sides, and I've got one more track in my arsenal this week featuring Miguel Miggs and his Canadian muse Lisa Shaw. This is Falling. Enjoy this, and I'll see you back here in a couple of weeks.
Just